We're back on Inside the Huddle. Our guest right now is Coach Chad Cahabe of the Rossville Hornets as they're traveling this morning to get ready for sectional action. Thanks for being on this morning, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, you guys are moving over to the Attica sectional, which is clear across the state.
Congratulations.
Good luck on traveling. Is it difficult to travel that far?
Yeah, you know, we've had a few trips like that this past year, Covington and Fountain Central come to mind. So we've been over this direction before. We got here this morning about 5-10 minutes ago, and we've already prepared for our sectional practice. So, you know, it's good to get acclimated to the trip. But we travel well. Girls got their blankets and their pillows and their AirPods, and they're good to go.
So it looks like, go ahead, Don. Well, I was just going to bring up, Coach, you look like you've won like 8 out of your last 11 ball games. Lost the last two, but they were to real quality opponents, one of them being sectional bracket Clinton Central, and then Seeger, who's really good in 2A. So the Hornets look like they're peaking here coming down the stretch where you want to be.
Yeah, we were 13-5 our last 18 games. Like you said, lost a couple of close ones here to two quality opponents. I think we added up our last six losses. I think the records of those six teams are like 18-5 each, or just average out to 18-5 here and there, a win or two there. But so we got some really good wins here last couple of months, and it took us a while. We knew we had four returning starters. We had a point guard, Courtney Huffman, coming back. Avery Gorbett, kind of an inside-outside scoring threat, coming back. And Kryn Gabe, a defender, kind of a glue person, glue teammate. And then Torrey Skiles, who obviously can shoot the basketball really well. And had those four coming back, plus we had a couple of freshmen we identified past summer that we knew were very talented through the middle school years, and just needed to get them acclimated to playing at the varsity level. And once we kind of got them going, it took a while, a little bit longer than we wanted to, but once we got them going, we started to pick up some wins and really started to grow some confidence and picked up some steam through January. And I feel like we're playing some really good basketball right now, so that's really a good thing going into sectional.
Well, Coach, the good thing about the sectional draw is you don't have to make three trips to Attica. You only have to make two. But my question for you is that you have no idea which team you're going to play, either North Vermilion or Fountain Central. How do you prepare for the week to get yourself to Friday?
Well, right now we're kind of focusing on us, you know, just kind of trying to make sure we know what we're doing on our end. I watched North Vermilion and Fountain Central both play. We played Fountain Central earlier in the year, but I've watched them play a couple times on film each. So I kind of know, you know, what they're doing and who they are. And they're very similar to us, so it kind of helps that we can prepare, you know, for us. But yet at the same time, we kind of feel like we're preparing for our either opponent. We'll either play Fountain Central or North Vermilion. So, but right now it's just kind of focusing on us, trying to make sure that we're, you know, kind of crossing our T's, dotting our I's kind of thing, and getting ourselves ready. Then go watch Tuesday night and see who we're going to play, and then start preparing for whichever team we have to play.
If there's such a thing as a good draw or great draw, were the girls excited about the way this came out with you guys being on the bottom side of the bracket from Clinton Central and Faith Christian to give you guys a chance to be in that sectional title game to pull this upset off?
Yeah, we're real excited. Actually, we're here right now with Faith just leaving the gym from their practice. But yeah, we're excited about, you know, getting the bye, to have Clinton Central and Faith, who probably the two, you know, the teams are probably the most favored to win the sectional on the other side of the bracket. That's good for us, right? So
yes.
You know, we still got to play well. We got to do, you know, take care of business. Whoever we play on Friday night, but you know, it does give us an opportunity to do something that hasn't been done since 1990 at Rossville, and you know, being in the 1A sectional here, it definitely helps getting away from Catholic and Prairie and Seagull. Those really high quality teams are going to be playing that sectional in 2A. We're real excited about our draw, but we still got to prepare and we still got to execute and do the things we have to do to win, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Well, the great thing about the potential of this tournament is it could be a Clinton County sectional championship. And you got to figure out that's where you're hoping to be able to play, going all the way over to Attica to play your rival Clinton Central.
Yeah, you know, it's I watched our boys do it. We played at Carroll a couple of years ago, and driving all the way over to Western Boone or Fountain Central, I should say, to vie for a sectional championship. And how close are Carroll and Rossville? And so it could be a potential matchup between Clinton Central and Rossville on Saturday night. And we'd sure take that. We'd sure take the opportunity to play for a sectional championship, whoever it's against, you know. But it would be kind of cool if two Clinton County teams were matched up in that sectional championship game.
Your approach next week, do you go really tough each night for practice, or are you slowing down a little bit, giving the girls a break?
Well, it's kind of a couple of things. We, you know, trying to build, I think, you know, kind of like I said, we're trying to go through some plays, make sure everyone understands what we're doing on the offensive end, defensive end, you know, building up probably midweek and then trying to taper out, you know, Thursday, just making sure everyone knows what we're doing Friday night. And so we'll go hard a couple of days and then start to, you know, review and figure things out for Friday night.
Well, Coach, I know that you're getting ready to take the floor there in Attica. We really appreciate you calling in this morning in this busy time. And go get them, and let's make it a county tournament at the end.
Hey, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you guys having these coaches on. It's awesome to showcase these girls, teams, and as we prepare for sectional. So you guys have a great day.
You too, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Hey, we've been listening to Coach Jad Cahabe of the Rossville Hornets. We're going to take a little time out as we're being sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.